Last week, how many of you know remember the scripture that I used last week? Does anybody? If you do, you will notice that I'm using the same scripture again this week. Just guess there wasn't enough to say about, didn't have enough time to say last week. Not exactly that. It's a little bit different. I'm just confined to a few less verses. But it's a completely different perspective. If you remember last week, we talked about the passage where Jesus called Peter, James, John, and Andrew to the ministry, called them to be fishers of men. And I talked about how that calling was an awakening of sleeping giants, the church. That was the awakening of the church there, the beginning, the foundation of the church. Well, today I want to talk from a little bit different perspective. I want to look specifically at what Jesus called Peter to do there and the other disciples. And He called them to do two things before that ultimate call that He issued to them to follow Him. Let me read that passage again. Verses 4 through 7 in the 5th chapter of Luke. When He had stopped speaking, He said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to Him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. Let's pray. Father, I thank You this morning for Your Word. Open to us now, through Your Spirit, those things You desire us to see and to understand. Make this Word a living Word to us, Lord. That it's not just a story, but it's Your inspired Word, given to us for all eternity. May it direct our lives. May it bring us to You. In Christ we pray. Amen. Now, the first thing that Jesus said there, remember I said there were two things specifically that He called Peter to do there that day. First of all, well, I'll tell you both of them. He said to put out into the deep water and let down your nets. Put out into the deep water, Jesus told him. For the fishermen of that day and time, there were advantages and disadvantages to this statement, to following that command. Why would Jesus tell them to put out into the deep water? You know, they'd probably been fishing around the edge there all day. Now, we know fishermen there that when there's a lot of activity in the shallow water, it's going to do what, most likely? It's going to scare the fish away, isn't it? Well, Jesus had been standing there in that boat just a little ways off from shore, and there'd been a lot going on. He tells the disciples, He tells Peter to launch out into the deep water. Launch out into the deep water. It's dangerous to be in deep water, isn't it? Particularly in that day and time, we think about the sailing skills and the kinds of boats that would have been available. No doubt they were skilled fishermen, had been doing this for probably their entire lives. But still, the equipment compared to what we have today was very, very ancient, very antiquated, very limited in their safety precautions. I doubt if there was any Coast Guard regulations as to the number of life preservers that were required or the kind of flotation devices that must be present on these things. You know, the kind of safety equipment that was mandatory or that's mandatory today. It was dangerous to be out in the deep water. The deep water was further out from land, and if something did happen, you had to be a pretty darn good swimmer to get all the way back to shore. It was dangerous to be out in the deep water. Boat and equipment were at risk. You know, if you're around the edge of the water there in the shallows, even if your boat does sink by some means, if you have a problem and it sinks, chances are that you can recover some of your stuff. your nets and things like that that would be so hard to replace. You might not be able to get it all back, but you know, you'd be able to salvage some of it there in the shallows around the edge. But out in the deep water, if it went down and went to the bottom, it's just gone. It's done. History. You might as well pack it in. And for these men, being out in the deep water and taking that risk meant putting their livelihood on the line. It meant putting what they were going to eat for supper and them, their families that night on the line. It's not like we have today, and most of us have a little reserve that, you know, if we didn't work today, we most likely, not any of us, would go hungry tonight. If we missed a day's pay, it wouldn't mean hunger that night. But in that day and time, pretty much that's what it meant for these people. It was dangerous to be out in the deep water. It was more work bringing up the nets. You know, if you cast out into the shallow water, you know, 3 or 4 feet deep, and you pull your net up, you've only got a 3 or 4 foot haul. But you cast out into that 50, 60, 100 feet deep water, you got a long way to bring it up. How many of you have been out deep sea fishing and just dropping the lines down like you do on some of those boats who have, and get out there and it's 100, 150 feet deep, and you drop that line in there with that heavy sinker on there, and it just seems like it goes forever before it finally gets to the bottom. And if you start catching fish doing that, you're going to be worn out before long winding that thing up, unless you have an electric one, you can just mash the button and it zips it up. But I have been fishing on the pier at the beach before, and I just got tired of catching fish when you're catching those spots two at a time. Any of you ever been down there and catching those spots like that when they were running, and you're just reeling them up two at a time? And I just finally just get tired and say, I just had enough. I'm going to the house. You know, I know a lot of people in here had never fished like that and caught that. Have you, Randy? But, you know, some of us are fishermen and some of us aren't. But you can get worn out fishing in the deep water. It's more work. Well, you know what? We church folk are a whole lot like lazy fishermen. We like to putter around the edges. You know, we like to cast our net out a little ways. But we don't really want to get out there in the deep water where the real work is involved and the real chances are taken. We like to play it safe. We like to cast out into the shallows and hope that we haven't scared everything away, or hope some fish decides to commit suicide and run up and hang himself on our line. We don't like to get far from the banks and the safety of the church. You know, I can be a great fisherman here in the church. Man, let me cast out here in the net out here amongst you folks. I ought to be able to reel all of you in here in the safety of this place. But when we talk about fishing for men, for people, and going out into the world, it's a dangerous thing because you're going to get ridiculed. You're going to get put down. You're going to be made fun of. You're going to be called a fanatic. You're going to be called who knows what else. You might even be called a Carolina fan or something like that. And what else could be worse than that? Golly. We like to stay where it's safe. But being fishers of people, we're called to go out in that deep water, folks, to the places that might not be as safe and secure as this sanctuary. We're called to go out to people who don't look like we look, who don't dress like we dress, who don't drive the kind of cars we drive, and maybe who don't smell like we smell. We're called to go out to the least and to the lost and to the forgotten. And we're called to share the good news of Christ with them. And folks, I'm going to tell you what. If you don't believe it, you go try doing some of that stuff. That's deep water. You go try to tell somebody that's out on the street about Jesus, and they're going to say, what's Jesus doing for me out here? What do you do when somebody says that? That's deep water, folks. You better be prepared to be in that deep water. And you don't get prepared for deep water by staying on the bank all the time. You got to get out there in it. We're called to go to places where we have to work a little harder, where we have to be a little more faithful in what Jesus is calling us. But there are advantages as well to going out into the deep water. But advantages for the fishermen going out into the deep water are that you're not as likely to wreck up on shallow ground. You know, you get out in the deep water, the deep water Navy, they don't like being, from what I've read and heard talk, a real sailor doesn't like the shallow water because there's danger there for these big ships. As big and mighty as they are, as powerful as they are, nuclear powered and aircraft and armaments beyond our imagination, you know, Star Wars kind of stuff, Star Trek material, you know, as mighty as they are, the shallow water scares them. Because to be really the most effective, they have to be out to where they can maneuver and navigate. Fishermen, you know, fishing boats, when we were down at the Keys, Matthew and I went out fishing, and we took several boat trips in and around out there. You know, they were very careful down there because there's coral reefs down there. There's sandbars down there. And they have their ways marked very clear and plain. And they don't deviate from that. You may be just going up the beach a mile or two. But we, on one occasion, we went straight out about 5 miles before we would go up the beach a mile because of the uncertainty of the shallows there. The deep water has its advantages. We can navigate. As the Christians, when we put out into the deep water, we don't have some of those things that hinder us that we do when we're dealing with church folk or folk that normally are in the church, because they have their own preconceived notions about what Jesus is and about what it means to serve God, and they're just immovable. There's no way to change their opinion of that. I go to church on Sunday. I put a check in the collection plate. I'm a pretty decent person, but it's not about that, folks. Those things are all good. Those things are all necessary responsibilities. But folks, we've got to take some chances and get out there deep where those people are that are thirsting and hungering for the Word of God. There's some advantages to being out there. The deep water is where the really big catches are going to be. The second thing that he said is to let down your nets for a catch. Notice several things here, some of the words that are used in that. First of all, he says nets, not let down your net. So what we are doing, and even more important, when we think about, what do you think about when you fish, when you talk about fishing today? What kind of fishing do we do? With a rod and reel or a pole, one line. Maybe if you're a real energetic fisherman, you might set out a couple of them to work at one time, you know, back and forth. But we have a single line with the aim of catching a single fish. Well, that's not what the gospel of Jesus Christ is about. While we do on occasion do some single fishing, some personal evangelism, one-on-one witnessing with people, the good news of Jesus Christ is not something that we aim at a specific target, but it's a net that we cast out. And when you cast out a net, you catch all sorts of things. You don't just catch bass or bream or catfish, but you catch them all, the good, the bad, and the ugly in there. And believe me, when you cast out a net into the ocean or into a pond or into a river, there's all kinds of critters that can come back in that thing. Things that we don't want to put our hands on. Things that aren't very appealing to us. But folks, they're all God's. As Christians, we like to aim and pick and to choose who we want to share the gospel with. But the truth is, we are to cast out our nets. Not even a single net, but all that we have. We're supposed to put everything we have into sharing the good news of Jesus with those around us. And we have to be ready for the response. Now, when we cast that net out, notice that there's no bait on the net. That goes back to that single line fishing I'm talking about. We're not aiming at a specific target. But we're casting for whatever's there. We're not trying to trick people into believing the good news. We're not trying to entice them. But we're sharing, we're sowing the seeds of the gospel. Now, when you cast that net out there, You can be sure that some of the fish that you cast that net out there that is coming down, and they begin to feel entrapped by it or enveloped by it, that they're going to start struggling against it. Some of them are going to struggle till they get away. That's inevitable, folks. You're not going to catch every fish in the pond. You're not going to catch every fish in the ocean. Some are going to get away. They're going to struggle till they get away. And it's just like that when we're fishing for men and women, when we're sharing the good news of Christ. Not everybody is going to be changed by it at that particular time. We have to put the net out there and allow God, through the Holy Spirit, to bring those people in that He has already touched in some way, already been preparing in some way. Some are going to get away. Some are going to struggle against it and kick against it as hard as they can. Some fish, if you ever net fished any, when I was younger, we used to do what we call seining. Has any of you ever been seining? Dan, I bet you have. Okay. If you seine is just a net, you got a pole on each end, you got lead weights, sinkers down at the bottom, and you take the net and you got ever how many men it takes according to the length of the seine, you get out in a pond or you get out in the river and you walk through with that seine, just pulling it through the water, and you get whatever's there. I've pulled those seines out before, and the fish be just struggling and fighting and flouncing against that net until they just finally wear out and lay there, and they're at your control then. Now, as Christians, we don't seine people up in the net and wait till they get tired and then cut them up and put them in the frying pan, hopefully. But what we do is that we wait. Sometimes we put the net out there. God puts them and allows us to catch them. And what we do when they finally get to kicking against God, Paul talked about it. Jesus asked him when Paul was blind, he said, "Why do you kick against the goads?" Those goads were things that they would put on animals to keep them from kicking backwards against the cart or the man running the plow behind it. Well, we just kick in that seine, in that net sometime, and flounce till we get so tired we just can't do anything else. And that's when God will use us. When we finally say, "You know, I can't do it on my own any longer. It's more than I can handle." There's no shame in that. There's only grace, only love, and only forgiveness when we get to that point. Notice another thing. About the nets. It says they were about to break. The nets were so full, they were about to break. Now, I don't know exactly what kind of materials were available in that day, but I'm sure they didn't have the high-strength materials that we have available to us today. And I would think if one of those nets was so full to the point that the writer of this story, the writer of this incident, was saying full beyond anything they had ever seen before, that most likely those nets should have broken. I think when this is being told here, people are saying, "How did those nets hold all of those fish? How did they not break?" Well, folks, I tell you how they didn't break. It's because God is not going to tell us to do something and then not give us the equipment by which we can fulfill what He is telling us to do. Jesus told Peter and Andrew to go out there and let down their nets for a catch. There was nothing that could have broken those nets because they were obeying God's command. They were in His will. Folks, you will not fail when you are in God's will. That's just all there is to it. So now you're saying, "Well, preacher, if something didn't work out right, then I wasn't in God's will." Somebody somewhere along the line wasn't. Maybe it wasn't you, but we're talking about what we're talking about here is something more encompassing than that. We're talking about winning people to Christ and sharing the good news. Now, you may not see complete success in something the moment that you do it and the moment you feel like you're obeying God. Sometimes people have to kick and squirm and wiggle until they get worn out and yield. But God will not allow the nets to break. God's Word will stand all the tests that we can put it up against. The next thing we see about those nets or about that situation is they had to call James and John out. There were so many fish, they couldn't get them all in one boat. They filled both boats up to the point they were about to sink. That shows us something else about the catch and about those that are in the net, that get in the net of Christ, that there is room for all those who will call upon Jesus. It's just not us in here. It's not just us United Methodists. And I know there's a few Baptists in here today, so God bless you for being here, and we hope you come back and convert you even one day, maybe. But, I'm kidding, of course, on that. You don't need conversion if you're a Baptist. We just need to say thank God for you. But it's not just about this place or Liberty Baptist down the road or St. Joan of Arc that'll be across the road from us over here or Montmorency on Pisgah, up on Pisgah, towards Pisgah, or whatever church or denomination or group that we want to say it, want to refer to. There is room for all those who call upon the name of the Lord. We can't fill that boat up, folks. We don't have that ability. It's unlimited. Then Jesus goes on to call these men to be fishers of people. Funny thing, isn't it, about that situation? And I never thought about it before until I was reading over this scripture. Actually, this morning I only thought about this, so that tells you where I do most of my thinking and all, is that in both the lives of these fishermen and in the fish they caught, all ended up in the same boat. Folks, just because I'm the preacher and I'm casting out the net, just because you're a Christian and saved and you're sharing the good news with those around you, it doesn't make us one ounce, one hair better than anybody else. Folks, the fish and the fishermen ended up in the same place, the same boat. And what is that boat? Presence of Jesus. Jesus is calling you and me to put out into the deep water. Put out into the deep waters of this world and let down our nets. Now I'm absolutely convinced that this calling that He has laid upon us, go and be fishers of people, of men and women, is not about me just preaching week in and week out and drawing my paycheck until I get to that point that I can retire. It's not about us striving to meet the budget this year. It's not about all those mundane things that we associate with church sometimes. But what I want us to be doing here and be about here is about changing lives, opening people's hearts to the grace, love, and forgiveness of Jesus. I want this place to be about bringing people from the power of darkness into the presence of the light of Christ. Today, I'm going to step out into the deep water. I'm going to let down my nets. Do you know Jesus this morning? I want to ask you that. Each one of you, you answer it yourself. Do you know Jesus? Do you know Him as your personal Lord and Savior? Feel some of you struggling somewhere out there. Struggling against the nets. Kicking against the goads. I pray that you get worn out and that you allow Him, you allow Jesus to bring you in the boat. Let's pray. Father, we're in deep water this morning. We don't have a life jacket except for Jesus. Lord, may we trust in Him. May we allow Him this morning to bring us in the boat. Lord, You've called men and women for centuries now to be fishers of the people in their lives. Help us now, Lord, to be fishers also. Not for ourselves, not to feather our own nest, but to glorify You in Your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.